comments from Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff are raising eyebrows in Europe. In an interview with the BBC, Chertoff said that one of the biggest threats to U.S. security may now come from within Europe. He said American authorities were concerned that Europe could become a, quote, platform for terrorists. His comments follow reports that an al-Qaeda branch has been established inside Britain. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
In his interview, Michael Chertoff talked of the importance of the close links between Europe and the United States, but he said his concerns about that interaction were twofold.
We have a visa waiver program that allows most Europeans who come to be tourists to travel without a visa. That means the first time we encounter them is when they arrive at the United States, and that creates a very small window of opportunity to check them out. Second reason is we've watched the rise of homegrown terrorism. We're obviously mindful of the Madrid bombings, the attempted bombings in Germany, and that suggests to us that the terrorists are increasingly looking to Europe both as a target and as a platform for terrorist attacks.
The visa waiver program, which applies to 27 countries in all worldwide, presents the U.S. and European governments with a problem. Any kind of measures to target those of certain ethnic or religious background would be hugely controversial. Chertoff reassured that was not the plan.
We have no interest or intention to shut down the visa waiver program. To the contrary, the president argued, and we fought very hard to expand the program. But we do want to elevate some of the security measures in the program by having an advanced travel authorization, which will be an online registration process for people who want to travel to the U.S. that will allow us to clear them in advance, but do it in a way that's minimally inconvenient.
Chertoff's comments came coincidentally on the same day that British intelligence officials revealed they were studying a message on a militant Islamist website. It claims that a new branch of al-Qaeda has been set up in Britain. But some security sources have dismissed the internet posting as what they call typical militant background noise. Dr. Peter Newman, director of the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation at King's College London, doubts that such postings mean that al-Qaeda cells have been set up in Britain.
They are calls to arms, and the people who publish them hope that people who are radicalized hope to feel inspired and are actually taking up arms and are heeding that call. It doesn't mean, I think, that there is an actual structure in place, that there are cells operating in this country. That would surprise me very much.
But the security minister for the opposition Conservative Party, Pauline Neville-Jones, herself a former head of the Joint Intelligence Committee in the British government, said it was still not something that could be ignored.
Even if it in the end actually doesn't represent any kind of burgeoning organisation, let alone anything that's really fledged, it does represent a move in the propaganda game. And the propaganda game is something which we shouldn't ignore. I mean, this is in the end an ideological struggle. And this is just the sort of thing which is designed to motivate those who might be tempted to join.
Today, British Home Secretary Jackie Smith is outlining plans to clamp down on radical websites, announcing that the British government will provide more than $1.2 billion to fund security and counter-terrorism measures over the next 3 years. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.